This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has a new plan to accommodate the hundreds of people displaced when he closed the bridge to Long Island in October because of safety issues. Walsh plans to renovate a Boston transportation building in the Newmarket area and turn it into a homeless shelter. He says he's still working on where to locate the substance abuse treatment programs that were running on Long Island. Right now, homeless men and women are staying in makeshift emergency shelters at the South End Fitness Center and at Barbara McGinnis House. The mayor says he abandoned his original plan to use a building on Frontage Road because renovating the building on Southampton Street will be faster. And he says a staff member came across the building about a week and a half ago.
We have looked and searched ever since I made the decision to close down the Long Island Bridge, and where do we house our homeless shelter? We stumbled across a place on 112 Southampton Street in the Newmarket area, which is currently the Boston Transportation Department sign shop. We'll be able to house up to, eventually, once it's fully built out, 490 people, which is larger than what we have today. We are looking at two phases here. One is a four-week build-out phase, so we can open up to handle the 100 people overflow, so we don't have anyone dying in the streets on us. And that would mean that South End Fitness Center stays available and open for now until we get the full build-out, which is roughly anywhere from 3 to 4 months.
In terms of the current conditions at the South End Fitness Center, there are some who say that 200-some people are sharing two toilets there. I think this still seems like it's a while before they might get some relief.
It's a problem. This is something that is unfortunate that we had to close the bridge down, and we're working on trying to figure ways of bringing toilets in. And I think it's easy to second guess this. We had to close down a bridge, and it was very difficult for us to make that decision. It's a bad decision to make, meaning it was a difficult decision to make. It's something we had to do. We really didn't have another option, because we could lose people into the ocean if the bridge collapsed. People can second guess me all day long, but what my main concern is making sure we have a safe place for people to be and have a warm place for people to be in a time where they need it and they can get a meal. Trying to relocate some of these programs is a difficult situation in the city. It much would have been better if we could have had a backup shelter in the city of Boston. Unfortunately, we don't. With all the economic development going on in the city of Boston, we're losing warehouse space, we're losing building space, we're losing spaces where we could put some of these programs over the course of the year.
You know, some folks have, especially folks in the recovery community, have been critical. This has been going on for 2 months. They've lost the programs on Long Island, and apparently there is not a permanent solution in sight even today. And they say that, you know, with your background as being someone who can sympathize personally with the recovery community, that they expected more. What do you say to those folks?
Some of them, they just don't know the situation. I mean, it's not that easy. When they say they expected more, that's okay. I mean, I wish they'd say it to me and not Twittering it and talking like that. I mean, I think that this is a very complicated situation, you know, probably unprecedented, really. And the advocates out there know pretty well when, over the last nearly two decades, when the state cut back on the funding formula, who they went to save those programs. I actually single-handedly saved some of those programs that were open on Long Island. Those programs would have been gone a decade ago if it weren't for my intervention.
That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh outlining his new plan, which involves renovating a building at Southampton Street to serve as a homeless shelter to accommodate those displaced when he closed the bridge to Long Island in October.